Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Pei Ches and with Aleph in the very first line of the words Tashma. So a very nice, beautiful Gemara here, the Olagadata, very nice ideas, a lot of famous ideas that we hear all the time in Drushas, and we can see the Makor for them about all the different things that happen at Har Sinai. And also, just where the first part of the Gemara is actually going to try to bring proofs back and forth still between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. So now the first proof is going to attempt to prove the Chachamim again that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So Gemara says Tashma, we can bring a proof of the following. Desani be Seder Olam. Seder Olam was a collection of brisos that were written up by Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara in Yevamos says that, and so it talks about Jewish history in these that Nisan, the month the Jewish people left Egypt, was the 14th they shechted the Korban Pesach, and on the 15th they left Egypt. On that day, the 15th was a Friday. Now the Gemara assumes Midish Yarcha the Nisan Er Shabbos. Now assuming that the beginning of the month of Nisan was going to be on a Friday, why? Because the Braisa said that the 15th of Nisan was a Friday, so we can assume that also the 1st of Nisan was going to be a Friday 2 weeks exactly earlier. So then Reish Yarcha the Iyar Chad B'Shabbos. So then the month of Iyar, the beginning month of Iyar, was going to be assumed to be on a Sunday. Why is that? Because Nisan is always Malay. If Nisan is always Malay, you have a 30 days and it comes out that it'll be 2 days later on Erosh Chodesh Iyar should be a Sunday. Now, V'Sivan V'Trei V'Shasa, we can assume that the month of Sivan was then going to be on a Monday because if you take 6 days later after the 29th, you're left with, the 29th day, you're left with the Rosh Chodesh Sivan becoming a Monday, and then the Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a Monday, then it would fall out like a Chachamim that the 6th of Sivan was Shabbos, and the Torah was given on Shabbos, on Vav Sivan of Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Kash Rav Yossi, this seems to contradict Rav Yossi, so the Gemara responds, but Rav Yossi, right, that this Seder Olam HaMani is Shitas Rabban, and he is the Shita of the Rabbis. I disagree with the Seder Olam as I'm entitled to, because this is a fellow Tana, and Tana is allowed to argue on each other. So there we see over here that the is assumed to be the Shita of the Rabbanan, and that is going to be how we assume over here, that it's going to be that, like this. So now, over here, it seems to be that the Braisa assumes that that we assume over here that it was taking place on a Friday. That's so sure what we said before, that it took place on a Thursday. We said before, tells us that the whole idea of the Thursday is that Shabbos was Shabbos HaGadol based on that. So this seems to disagree with that previous Braisa. The Rishonim discussed that, how this so sure previously what we said, that Thursday was the day they left, not on a Friday. But either way, the Gemara says it over here. Now the Gemara continues. Tashma, we can bring another proof. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi himself says, V'sheni alad Moshe v'yarad. On the second day of Sivan, Moshe went up to Har Sinai and then he came down to Har Sinai. So this was also assumed to be the second day of the week. This again is the same time Rabbi Yossi that maintains that Sivan began on a Sunday. So he came up, and then on this day he told them that you should be Memlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Rashi points out, and then he came down. B'shlishi alav yarad. On the third day he went up and also came down. So there he was telling them to Higbal Tzahar, that's what we saw before, to set the boundaries. Then Beravia Yard Veshuv Lo Ala, on the fourth day he came down and he didn't go up again until he gave the Aseres Hadibros. So the Gemara asks, wait a second though, before that, the Gemara, before bringing the proof, the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you have an Ervi that he went down without us, the Braisa telling us that he ever came up? So the Gemara says, since he never came up on the fourth day, Me'echan Yard, from where did he come down? So the Gemara says, no, Ela Bervi Ala V'Yard, on the fourth day he went up and also came down. And the Braisa continues, Bechamishi Bana Mizbech, on the fifth day he built a Mizbech, an altar, V'Hikriv Alav Korban, and he brought a Korban on that. The Pasuk says, even Mizbech Tachazar, that's the reference Rashi quotes that Pasuk, that is what he's referring to over here. And then it was also on this day that the Klal Yisrael says, Naaseh V'Nishma, Bashishi Loyalu, so then, V'Hikriv Alav Korban, Bashishi Loyalu Pnai, on the sixth day, he wouldn't have the opportunity to go up. Why not? The Gemara says, "My love, Mishum Torah." Because why does the Braisa tell us that he didn't have the ability to go up? So it seems that Braisa himself seems to assume that he was given the Torah on that day. This is maybe that Vav Sivan was the day he got the Torah, and not Zayin Sivan as Rabbi Yossi wanted to taina. So the Gemara tries to give an answer. The Gemara says, "No, Mishum Torah Shabbos. He was busy because he was busy getting ready, preparing for Shabbos. So he didn't have enough time in the day to give the Torah because he was in fact getting ready." We see how important we saw before all the Amoraim who used to do specific things themselves to get ready for Shabbos, and we saw Mitzvah Yossi Rishulcha was actually given dafka in the context over there of the preparing for Shabbos. So it must be as important. Moshe Rabbeinu delayed one day and then gave the Torah on the seventh day because he was busy preparing for Shabbos on the Friday. So now the Gemara continues. Darash Rav Hu Galilai Galilai Rav Chista is a person who lived in the Galil who gave a shir in front of Rav Chista, and he said Baruch Rachmana Dehayav Orion Plasai. So now he said that Baruch Hashem, that thank God that he gave everything in threes, in numbers of pairs of threes. So we know we have Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, then all given by the Torah, and then also La'am Klasai, he gave us in thirds, he gave us everything. So what does it mean that we're in thirds? That we have Kohan and Levin Yisrael, Rashi says. And also Ayadit Klasai, to a person who was born third, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was he had two older sisters, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe was the third. Beyond Klasai, on the third day was when they were poorish from their wives, 3 days, that was the third day. So Beyarchat Klasai, and also the third month of the year, Nias and Yar Siva, on the third month of the year was Siva. And Rav Nissim Gaon quotes a whole lot of things that we see that are three. That the Torah also is called Emes, which is three letters. We have three Avos. We also have Moshe's name is spelled with three letters. We also have Levi's father's three letters. A lot of big inyanim about three. So Rabbi Yashiv quotes in the Achronar Bader, what is so special about the number three? So Rabbi Yashiv says, maybe there's a remnant to the fact, he quotes in the earlier Achronar, let's say this, that the Pasuk says, V'achut ha-shulash, ha-mishulash, lo b'mahira yanasek. That's why some say, B'minag by Berakos of Torah, that you say, V'tzitzainu, because you have three generations of Torah, you know that it's a lock, that the three is already chazak, it's going to be happening. So to hear all these things of three, it creates a chizak, that all these things with Torah was given to three, that it's binding us to the Torah. Okay, very interesting idea. So now the Gemara points out, though, Kaman, who is this Braisa according to? The Gemara says, Kabarabanan, because we are following the rabbis over here, because it said on the third day of Prisha, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rashi points out that you have 4 days because you have three full days, and then the fourth day of the Prisha was the Torah given, right? You had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Shabbos. According to Rabbanan, it was only 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos already the Torah was given, so that this Shita follows Rabbanan, and we end off without a clear psak. But as I mentioned before, the Magen Avraham is assumed as ever Pashat, that we really pass on like Rabbi Yossi, because when it comes to Ilchos Nida, we pass on Rabbi Yossi that we need Sheish Onos, that Sheish Onos is three complete Onos about a Poleta Shechvat Zera. When it comes to Poleta Shechvat Zera, you have to wait three full Onos, three full days of assuming that the woman would have a Shechvat Zera come out, and you're not allowed to start the count of the Shiva Nakim until after that point. So if that's the case, then we assume the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, to which the Magen Avraham has a Bam Kasha. If that's the case, how could we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on every year on Vav Shavuos, on Vav Sivan? That is a big Kasha that he is bothered by, and a lot of Achronim and everyone tries to deal with it. Some explain, no, really, it's given on Lashem Le Yom Tov Shein Yisrael Golias. What do you mean Yom Tov Shein Yisrael Golias? So in Eretz Yisrael, like Baruch Hashem, I was in Eretz Yisrael this year, so I only had one day of Shavuos. So you're going to tell me that we said Zman Matan Torah Seinu incorrectly the first day, it's really only for the second day. So there's a whole lot of explanations there for Torahs, how to explain the Magen Avraham's Kasha, the very famous Kasha, how to deal with it. So, but again, the Pashas is just building up 49 days after the beginning of Sfiras Homer. That is Be'etzim Kabbalas HaTorah. We're building up 49 days to get ready for the Torah, and then on that 49th day, whatever that is, because we know that the Torah could fall out, the Shavuos is allowed to fall out on Hey, Vav, or Zion. Doesn't, meaning, even I'll pee the Dinah, because of, now we have the Luach Kavu, it always falls out on Vav. But the times of the Mishnayos, before the Luach Kavu, Hillel had that, you could have it fall out on Hey, Vav, and Zion, depending on whether the months were Malach HaChaser after year, where it's going to be Malach HaChaser, you could have it fall out on other of those 3 days, and we still call Zman Matan Torah Seinu, again, implying that after the 49 days is called Be'erech the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Now, going back to the Gemara now, so the Gemara says, Vayitzu B'tachta Zahar. They stood on the bottom of the mountain. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Avdimi, Amar Chesda, Malavet Shekafa, Gosh Baruch Hu Alem Harke Gidis." Gosh Baruch Hu covered them, the mountain on top of them like a tub. Meaning that we're the drasha over here to Tachtis Ahar literally means that they were on the bottom of the mountain. The mountain was actually over them. It was literally on top of them. They were on the bottom of the mountain. Amar Lahem and Gosh Baruch Hu says, "Yotem Kavas the Torah Mutav." If you accept the Torah, that will be great. If not, in love Shemtek Verusam over here, your burial will be right here. It's Agav Akasha that we're going to see later that the Hashem warns them even more though. He says going to destroy the whole world if they don't accept the Torah. So what does it mean over here that only the Kali Yisrael implying that the rest of the world will be allowed to live? Okay, so some poskim deal with that. They died to discuss what that kasha is. But another kasha though, we know the famous idea, we said Naseh v'nishma. So what does it mean Hashem warned us over here? What does it mean that He warned us? So there's a lot of different terutzim over here. Tosfos explained, maybe Kali Yisrael would have changed their minds upon seeing the tremendous fire, which the Maharal says, what do you mean? The whole idea of the Naseh v'nishma means that the Kali Yisrael, that was such an amazing thing that we said that. We would have changed our minds out of the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could that be? So the Maharal is very bothered by that. So the Midrash give a different answer, that Naseh v'nishma was only given by Torah Shebichsav, on the written Torah. However, we never accepted Torah Shebaal Peh Bedavka out of that, because maybe Torah Shebaal Peh is very, very difficult to learn Basmada and those things like that. So maybe that would have been that would have been the problem. The Maharal himself give a different answer. The Maharal says that maybe the whole idea is that you would have thought that it was the Sein Asav Nishma. It's like, oh, it's a nice thing. I just volunteered to accept the Torah. You never would have thought it's a chiyuv. They wouldn't have so important as to keep every single mitzvah. They said, oh yeah, Hashem says you're chayiv daf. Yeah, that's only if you have the requirement. But since I volunteered, I don't have to worry about that. So then the Torah, Hashem had to come out strongly and say, by the way, be very careful. about accepting the Torah because you have to keep it not voluntarily, but it's a chiyuv upon all of you. Now the Gemara continues. Over here we have literally a notification, like a memo that means that a person over here would have a good taina. What's a good taina? The meaning of moda over here that a person could complain. Rashi says that a person could say that we have a taina. Why we don't accept the Torah? They said that we were coerced, we were forced to keep the Torah, and therefore we have an after 120. A person can argue that. That we were forced to keep a Torah. And their concept has a halachic ramifications. A modah is a type of coercion. A person can argue that if he had a modah, if he had given a gift under like force, someone puts a gun to his head, maybe a gun might actually be different, but someone forces him, friends to rob him, whatever, if he doesn't give this as a gift to his friend, and he gives it, so a person could tell that was under duress, and he does no longer has to give that seal. So that is what the Taina Rashi was explaining over here. So the Gemara says, Avon Rava, Alpikin Hodr Kiblub Mechashverish, a famous Gemara over here as well, that they accepted the Torah again in the times of Achashverish. Rashi says, that they accepted the Torah me'ava sanation asalahem. They accepted the Torah me'ava. Before them was only because of fear, and then afterwards, in terms of Achashverosh, they accepted the Torah me'ava of love of Hashem. Nechsev kimlo v'kiblo. The famous idea kimlo v'kiblo. So the lashon of kimlo could have just said kiblo yudim. The idea of that. So kimlo v'kiblo meant that they accepted it out of love. Kimlo mashi kiblo kfar. They established in the days of Achashverosh that they had already accepted in the times of Moshe and accepted the Torah as well me'ava. So Gemara wonders, some Achronim brother, why? Where do we see that they accepted something new? The much since they're adding a new mitzvah, adding all this new Yantiv of Purim and all these extra Dalet Mitzvos of Purim. So it must be that they were loved the Torah. It goes back to show us originally that they loved the Torah. The Kasha that everyone asks, well, what about beforehand though? We clearly see that the Klal Yisrael were punished for things. They were kicked out of the land. So what does it mean that the Kimlo Kimlo Par, that it was they, all the time from Bayir Rishon, from all those times where they kicked out of the land and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they weren't punished? They obviously were punished. So the Ramban points out maybe this whole thing is talking about that they would only that they only would accept the Torah if they were able, on condition they went to Eretz Yisrael. So very interesting pshat. The Ramban holds that maybe that was a pshat. And then in the time of Achashverosh, except no matter what situation we're in, we're going to accept the Torah, no matter where we are, no matter what gullus we go in. That's a very interesting pshat. The Ramban we know is very into the saying that the kiyum of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael is a very special thing. Not necessarily related, but he told that a person who keeps the Torah in Eretz Yisrael is much higher level than someone who is keeping a mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Chizkiyah, Ma'adech, what does the pasuk, when the pasuk says, Mashamayim, Mashamayim, Din Eretz Yirosh, Hakeitah, the pasuk says, Chizkiyahu said this, that from the heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a judgment, which is reference to the Torah. They heard the Torah, and then the earth became afraid, and everything grew calm afterwards. And the Gemara says, what happened? Why did the earth get afraid? First of all, before that, though, if the earth became afraid, how did it grow calm? If it grew calm, then why was it originally afraid? So the Gemara says, no, really, in the beginning, the earth was very afraid. Before Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, and then it grew calm afterwards. So the Gemara says, why was the earth afraid? Before the Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, why was the earth afraid? Because of the teaching of Rish Lakish, some Rish Lakish. My Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Vayir Bakar Yom HaShishi, it was the day, and it was that sixth day. Hey, Yasir Alamali, why does it have an extra letter? Hey, why don't I just say Yom Shishi? Why say HaShishi? Hey, idea that this is the day, this sixth day. So the Gemara says, why Melamed Shinas, Gosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereishis, and Gosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation with the Maisa Bereishis, with all the creations, and he said, Vamar Lahem, Imisam Akama Torah Miskaim, and if Klai Yisrael accept the Torah, then I will allow this to continue being Lav, and if they don't accept the Torah, Ani Machzir Sam Tovo, I'm going to destroy the whole world. And I go, we just point out before that, not just going to destroy Klaus over there when the Harki Gigas, but Mamish destroy the entire world. Tovuo, like the time it was in the time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created the world, that he was going to destroy the world as well. So we see how important it was that Klaus accepted the Torah. The Zohar writes that a hay, apparently it was the whole Torah was blushing over the hay. So apparently this hay is a very big thing, Al Pi Kabbalah as well. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Simai, B'Shashik Dimu Yisrael Nash L'Mishma, when Klaus accepted this Nash of Nishma, there was 600,000 angels came, and to every single Jew, they had two crowns, and each and every single Jew got two crowns. One corresponding to the fact that they said we're going to do, and the second corresponding that we're going to hear. Meaning that Klal Yisrael was zochet to do Naasev Nishma, so they got two zechusim for that, two different rewards. They came and shechata Yisrael, so then when Yisrael sinned with the Egal Zav, Yardu Me'av Esrim Riboy Malach HaChabaz, 120,000 destructive angels came down and they removed their crowns. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ve'iznat L'bnei Yisrael as Edyam Me'har Chorev, the children of Klal Yisrael, they were stripped of their jewelry, of Har Chorev. Again, this is all a deeper thing of the crowns over here are not real crowns, but they're spiritual crowns that the Kali Yisrael received at Matan Torah. Amar B'chanan B'chanina B'chorev Tainu. And Chorev, they loaded the crowns onto the people of Chorev Parku, and they took them off as well, meaning they lost them. B'chorev Tainu, they were loaded Kidarman. B'chorev Parku, they were unloaded. They took off the crowns. D'chziv Einad L'Bnei Yisrael Eretzayim, as the pasuk we had quoted before, that stated that the children of Israel were stripped of their crowns. Amar B'yochanan of their jewelry. Amar B'yochanan V'kulan Zachah Moshe Natlan. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, his zechusim, he able to take all of their crowns. Moshe would take the tent. And this oil over here, according to the Mashah, that refers to the crowns, they're referring to the two things they're referring to is one is Keneged the Malchus and one is Keneged the Kohanus also. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was both the leader and the highest authority, the spiritual leader as well. So these two things, these two representatives, what Klal Yisrael had taken. And the Rashi learns out that we learned that from this Pasuk because it says Klal Yisrael were taken from their Chorban, and immediately after it says the next Pasuk, Moshe Kachas Oel. So this oil is referring to over here, the juxtaposition referring to Moshe, the jeweler they've taken, is actually the crowns of Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Reish Lakish, Asa Gosh Baruch Lachzir Lano, Gosh Baruch Hu is going to return us these crowns. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Uftuye Hashem, Yeshuvu Nevoitzim, Berina, Vesimchas Al-Mishra, Vesim, Simcha Shmuel Amarosha. The Pasuk says that when we're going to return to Tzion, and we're going to sing everlasting joy on our heads, and the joy that we had on our heads. What was this joy that we had? The joy that we had when we had our Sinai, these special things. Now the Gemara is going to continue on the fact of Nasir Nishma. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, so when Klal Yisrael first said Nasa that we're going to first do and then we're going to listen, Yasa Baskel V'Amalan Miglo L'Vnei Razer Malachi Asharis Mishtamshin Bo, who revealed to my children the Srikit which the angels used before the Chassid. The Pasuk says by angels specifically, Baruch Hashem Malachav Giver Korach Osa Devaro Lishma B'Kol Devaro Baruch Hashem Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blesses Hashem and his angels, the strong warriors who do his, who thinks for him, and they hear his word. Bereisha, so Bereisha, first it says, Ose, that they do, Ve'adar Lishma, and only afterwards does it say that they listen. And Rashi points out, when you have a normal Eved, his servant who's listening to something, first he's gonna listen to what he has to do, and then he's gonna do it. He doesn't first say, I'm gonna do whatever he wants, and then I'm gonna do that. So that is the special secret that Klal Yisrael learned from the Lachan, Mesa Levi has a beautiful shot explaining that this is the whole idea of the Yisod of Nasa V'Nishma, that first we said we're going to do and then we're going to listen. The Jewish people are also showing that they realize that how chashivas of limud Torah, that studying Torah is not just an idea of lishmor in order that we should do mitzvahs. Rather, that studying Torah for its own sake, its own independent pursuit, that we learn in halacha segebiyin, there's no shaychas halacha ma'isa, because we learn whatever it might be, something you never in a million years could happen, that in etzem is getting closer to Kach Baruch Hu through the Torah. That's the Yisod of Nasa V'Nishma, that the Nasa shows you that we could do the mitzvahs without learning a word of Torah if we are able to Hashem just told us what to do. But nishma is that we're going to keep learning even after we know what to do. The idea of learning Torah, lishma, even after you know what to do, the idea of learning Torah for its own sake, not necessarily just so that you learn halacha. And you should be learning halacha all day. Why are we learning Gemara? Why are we learning Gatzah? All these things connect us more to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Gemara continues, Amar B'chamar B'chanina, Amay D'chziv, K'tapuch B'atzei Ayar. The Pasuk says that when it comes to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, B'atzei Ayar, the Kedu Din Ben Abayle, Metzil HaMadosh, the Pasuk, that the trees in the forest is comparing, so too is my beloved between the children. Now the Gemara says, "Lama nishli Yisrael atapach." Why dafka are the Jewish people? We all know it's like a love story between Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Israel is a dialogue between the man is representing Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the bride. The kala is representing the Klal Yisrael, and we're referred to over here as the apple tree. So the Gemara says, "Lama lachad matapach." So that an apple tree, the fruit, it comes before its leaves. Apparently, that's something that's unique by an apple tree. Obviously, like the Nasa Nishma, so too Klal Yisrael said beforehand that we're going to do it, and only afterwards we're going to hear. And that is compared to the fruit of the tree over here, that the apple tree's fruit comes before the leaf, which is not something that is normal. The Gemara continues now. So there was a certain heretic who saw Rava, who was learning the sugya, immersed in his learning very starkly. And what happened at the point of Yatva as Pasay Dide, Tose Kara, his fingers were beneath his legs, and he was squeezing them so hard, and his fingers were then he was squeezing them so hard, and then his fingers ended up spurting out blood. Amar Lay, so Rava didn't even notice that it was happening because he was so engrossed in his learning, such hasmada. So the heretic then said, so he said, I'm a paziza de karmel pilchad adunaychu. So you're an impulsive nation who, you already did this before. You proceeded with your mouth over your ears. You didn't listen. So too over here, your impulsiveness is that you act without thinking. You're not even paying attention over your Rava, that you're getting so distracted in your learning and so engrossed in your learning. So he said that you should have listened first. No one at HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you what commandments to listen. Accept them or not, then you shouldn't accept them. It's foolish to say that you're going to accept them before them. Amar Lei. So then Rava responded, Anandas Sagina Mishlei Musa. Turn out the next number now. So we proceed wholeheartedly. Ksiv Banan, by us it says, and the Pasuk tells us, that it says that Tumas Yisharim Tenachim, that the integrity of the upright is going to guide them. However, Hanach Inshi Desang Belusa, whereas about the people like you who talk in deceit, what does the Pasuk say? Ksiv, it says, Behu Veselet Bogdim Yishadim, that when it comes to people of you who are so perverse and you're faithless and you're faithless, Hashem is going to destroy you. So the Gemara now says, Rava is responding to how he doesn't like what the person had tried to tell him. You've captured my heart, my sister, the bride, you've captured my heart with one of your eyes. The Gemara says, but at first, when they accepted the Torah, again, these are very, very deep ideas. There's a lot of deeper things. If a person wants to look in each one of these words, there's a lot of Befarshim in every single notion in these Gemaras. One of your eyes, the Pasuk says, when you perform the Torah, after you actually accept it and learn the Torah, then it's like your two eyes. And we see that one eye is with Har Sinai is what they said in Asim and Ishmael. When they actually start seeing, when they learn Torah, that's what's saying a person sees perfectly with two eyes. Now going on to the downfall of Klal Yisrael, discussing that they chayda egel, that how shameless was it that the bride was unfaithful, even while tachas the wedding canopy, Ramesh under the chuppah, Klal Yisrael was still by Har Sinai, and yet we cheated Kavya Chalana Kavish Baruch Hu. The Gemara then continues. Gemara says, "Amar Rav Mari Breid Rav Shmuel." Rav Mari is always called the Sotar the Rav Shmuel, and the Rashi in Brachos. We saw this actually that because Shmuel's daughter was potentially raped by someone. Okay, the Gemara continues. My Kra. So what's the pasuk that brings a raya for Ula? At Shemelach Besimun Nerdi. The pasuk says, "Well, the king was in his banquet. My perfume gave out its fragrance." And the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Dain Chavusa Yigaban." However, the pasuk still, even though we were disgraced, it shows us something a good notion about it. What is that? Tichsev Nasan VeLodachav Hasriach. When it comes to this fragrance, it doesn't say that it had smelled terrible, that we like smelled bad in the eyes of Hashem, rather just expired. Meaning, the fact that it just expired, that it's not there anymore, that is showing that Kesh Baruch Hu, even though he's upset with us, it's still not like it's that we're like negative towards him, it's just like it expired and Mir Hashem could come back. Now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says that the word Allah, the Gemara says, Tanarbana, Aluvim Ve'inan Aluvim, that those who suffer insult are not insulted or don't insult back in response. It's a very, very big thing. Someone doesn't respond. Shomen Chepas and Einam Hashivan, and they also hear their disgrace, but they don't reply. Osim Avam Yisnechem Be'isurin. They also perform Hashem's will out of love, and they're happy in their suffering with this effect that they say, wow, what a kapara, this guy embarrassed me in front of everyone. Alayna Kasuf Omer, the Pasuk says, Va'ovav Kizit Shemesh Gvuraso. They're going to love Takash Baruch Hu, is going to be like the sun in its strength. What is a pshat with the sun of Yersa Sabir Shabshat and the name Tosas Rush? And he quotes the Braisa and Chulin that says, when the moon and the sun are exactly the same size, the moon complained and says, why should it be two equally great things? Which one should be stronger than the other? One should be bigger than the other? Because Braisa is right, and he made the moon smaller. However, the sun didn't say anything, so Hashem kept the moon in its strength. So too, when it comes to someone who's suffering insult that doesn't respond, then it's going to be like the sun who kept its strength and is going to diminish, undiminished, and nothing's going to happen from the fact that he kept silent. He's not going to lose his credibility, he's not going to lose his job, he's not going to lose parnasa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. A very beautiful shot from the Tosas Rasa Gemara. There's now Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, what does it mean? In the Pasuk, when it says, Hashem Yitain Omer Amasar Stav Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a declaration. He brought in the mighty host. Every single statement that Kosh Baruch Hu made, Nechla Gashiva Mashonos, it was divided into 70 nations, and the Marashah thing brings down that the reason for this is that nations of the other nations couldn't claim that if we had heard the Torah, then we would have accepted it. Because Kosh Baruch Hu said, no, I give it to every single nation, you and every single language, you have no ties against me. The Pasuk says that like a hammer, the words of Kosh Baruch Hu break like a rock. What does this mean? Ma Patish and Nechla Kaman Itzotos, just like a hammer, can cause something to be divided into many different pieces. So too, every statement that Kadosh Baruch Hu said went into 70 languages. That's what the Pasuk over here, it spread out into so many different languages. Kadosh Baruch Hu translated those Aseres into 70 different languages. What does it mean? And the Pasuk says, Shimu ki nigdim adaber, listen, for I'm going to speak very princely things. Lama. Why are the words of the Torah compared to a prince? Lomar lecha, to tell you, managid. Just like a prince has the power to give to kill and give life, so to the doors of Torah the power to give life. The Gemara explains, those who hold on to it rightfully in the right hand, the Torah is going to be the pill, the medicine of life. It's going to be the right drug. For those who take in the left hand, those explain, Rashi says, that they learn in order to argue, and they don't learn Torah Lishma, and they're learning in order to be apikores. So those people, it's going to say that it's like a pill of death. It's going to be a terrible medicine for a person. If a person takes the wrong pills, very bad things will happen. Obviously, if you learn Torah for the right reasons, then it's going to be a great thing. So that's what Gemara was saying over here. Gemara says, "Acher negidim." When it refers to the princes over here, called the Yerusha Shetim Megalish Baruch Hu, Koshim Loshnei Ksarim, that everything had two crowns tied to these words, and therefore meaning was so, each word was so tangible and visible, as the pasuk was saying, "Cholam Romes Akolos." The fact that two crowns is even so too. Also, that it was like something was represented the Nigla and also the Nistar, everything that they were able to see at Maimid Har Sinai. Now the Gemara continues, "Amar Levi, my dechse." What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Sora Hamor Dudi Ben Shaddai Yalin"? There's like a bundle of a very good smelling thing. It's one of the simanim of Mor, is one of the simanim of the Ketores. So very beloved to me, so too between my breasts. "Amar Knesset Shel Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu." The Kali says before Hashem, "Ribono Shel Olam Afal Pisha Meitzer Meimar Li Dodi Ben Shadayalin." Even though that your beloved Hakadosh Baruch Hu has distressed and embittered me, because after the sin of the Echeta Egel, it would say that Hashem took off our Hedayach, He took off our jewelry, He took off our splendor. So even that, even with that, Ben Shadayalin, He's going to be between our breasts, meaning He's still, the Shechina is going to still remain with us in the Mishkan, and the Shechina, Rashi points out, is going to remain with us in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues, "Eshkal HaKofar Dodi Li B'Charmei En Gedi," all the psukim that we're seeing over here are in Shir and Shirim. That the cluster between the vineyards of En Gedi, Mash Hakol Shelo Mechaper LaShelo, to whom all belongs the Mechaperla, to get a kapara, to get an atonement. Al Avon Gdi Shekamartila, the sin of the golden calf, right? The Gdi, is usually the kid animal, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he collected for himself. Now the Gemara says, "My mashma dehai karmei lishon machnas." What indicates the word karmei is the lashon of collecting something. So like right, that we something that collected, we're saying that is piling up. He's saying this. Gemara says, "Amar Majud Rav Nachman Gdisnan Kisa Shal Kovish Shal Karmei Malav Es Akelim." That a lender's chair, which someone piles up his clothing on, that is the raya for this. And Mark Dinus Rav Shimon Levi, "My dechsev lechayav kargos abosan." The Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheeks kaviyachol is like a bed of spices. Kol yirah devar shi'atam Kadosh Baruch Hu nismala kolam kula b'sama. Every word that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the world became full of spices. But once the first one was filled with spices, from the first time, where did the second one go? Kadosh Baruch Hu took the wind from his atzrosav, like his storehouses. He drove them each smell away. His lips are like flowers, and they drip following the more is the one also the simanim the Ketores. Don't say the pasuk means shoshanim, there means flowers. Ella shoshonim. That rather the pasuk should say shoshanim, that they repeat it. The pasuk is telling you, therefore, means that Akash Baruch's lips, the wind, is repeatedly caused the smell of the spices to flow away. Now the Gemara continues. Everything that after every dibur, it was such a great intense kedusha that the souls of the people had left them. They expired. Shenemar nafshi yatsa b'dibur. My soul left as Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'akshu dibur yatsa yatsa nishmatzam. Dibur sheni heichan kibla. How do they accept the second one if their neshama has already left their bodies? Hori tal shadis liyos b'meisim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought them the dew, which he was going to eventually use to do tchias amesin, to resurrect the dead people. Ve'achia osam, and therefore he resurrected them. Shenemar gizav nevas tamnim. The pasuk said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu poured down bountiful rain when your inheritance was weary. You sustained it," and so that is the pasuk who's saying the sustained over here the people's bodies. A very interesting shaila that the Chida brings is that he asks if a person maybe is something like going into a coma or something like that, and he is completely out of it, and he almost has like a death experience and is revived. Does he have to remarry his wife? Maybe it's something like he's a dead body, and then it's supposed to paka the yechlus between him and the wife. So the Belzer Rebbe brings a raya from this Gemara, and he says that we see over here clearly, but it says shuvah lachem aleichem. We never see anywhere that they had to go marry their wives again after their souls had departed. So we see that whatever the situation a person is, is, if his body is physically here, then we would assume he does not have to remarry his wife. Maybe, I don't know exactly what the case of the Chida was talking about exactly. Koma, by the way, interesting tirades from the Belzer Rebbe to the question of the Birki Yosef, the Chida. Now the Gemara continues, Levi, every statement Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Chazri Yisrael, Achren Shnei Masar Mila. The Jewish people went back 12 mil. Berg Shala also, 12 mil is already the Tchum Shabbos. How did they go outside the Tchum? Okay, that's a question. And the ministry angels were bringing them back and make them walk back. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Malachi Tzivos Yedidon Yedidon. The angels of the legions were walking back. They were making them walk back. Atikri Yedidon. Don't make that they were walking back. Rather, Ela Yadidun, meaning that they were bringing the others, help them walk back. The Malachim were bringing back Klal Yisrael. Like the Zohar Shemun, Levi Bishasha, Ela Moshe and the Maru, Mamal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when Moshe went up to the mountains, the Malachim complained and they said, Rebono Shalola Ma Luliilu Del Shir Benino. What is this? Someone who is born from a woman amongst us. We're in the heavenly beings over here. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing over here? Amar Lahan the Kabbal Torah, but he came to accept the Torah. Amar the fun of they said before him, Chamuda Gnuza, this beautiful treasure. Shegnuza Lachad Shem of Shimon Arba Doros Kodem Shnivra Olam, that was stored before you as a treasure 974 generations before the world was even created. Atam Akshana, the Barsa Badem, you want to give it to someone who's flesh and blood. Maidushkit is going to Venadam Kitsev Kadim. The Pasuk says that someone who's a Enosh over here, someone, a person, is going to remember him. The son of man are going to remember him. Ashamad the name Maidush Chabar, however, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you are grand, your name is on earth already, meaning Asher Tano Dechal Hashemayim, but you should rather give the glory to the heavens. That's the Karpasuk over here, that the Malachim Kavanim should be brought into the heavens. Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu then responded, Hechzalem Shuvah, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Amalek Fanav Ribbono Shalom, to which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Master of the Universe, Mesera Neshema, Yisrafeinu Behevel Shavim, I'm afraid if I'm going to sign anything, they're going to kill me with the breath of their mouth. Amalek Chaz Bekisek Vodi Vechaz Rabbeinu Shuvah, hold on to my throne and they're not going to do anything to you. So then he quotes Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Me'echaz Pnei Kisir Barsu Alav Anano, the Pasuk says that he spread upon him from his clouds, Amar Rabbi Nachum, Amar Shabir Shadam Mizish Chinasav Anano Alav, because Baruch Hu had then spread over his presence upon Moshe. So now the Gemara now says, you know what, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with Amar Lafanav, Moshe Rabbeinu's response to the Malachim, we'll pick up Amar Lafanav Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.